Joining us back in studio for our Tech Talk discussion is Tienus Jansen van Rensburger, bandwithblog.co.za. Tienus, thank you very much once again for joining us.
Thank you.
And again, we talk about artificial intelligence.
Every couple of weeks.
We got to do it because it seems that every week there's something new and it's integrated in a different field or
exactly.
a sector. And now we're going into gaming.
That's right.
But not just gaming. It's quite a fascinating idea.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously AI has been part of gaming for a while now. NVIDIA, the biggest graphics card manufacturer in the world, they've built in AI to obviously make graphics better, you know, have lighting effects that's more realistic, like light bouncing off of puddles of water. You know, a lot of the games that have come out since the new generation era of the new consoles a couple of years ago have built in a lot of this, and obviously in PC you'll have that as well. However, they've started to build in new AI capabilities that could be fed directly into a game. And this might sound a little bit strange, but imagine you're playing, you know, one of those very popular open world games where you run around, you do missions, you choose what to do, what not to do, you make some choices that have an impact on the outcome of the game. But even through all of those kind of missions and stories, all of those things are predetermined by the developers, right?
Mm.
And what this AI that they've built is doing is you can then, as the player, talk to any of the NPCs, the non-playable characters, and the AI will generate a conversation. So you can decide what you're going to say to that character, and this AI generates a response, and you can have a real-world conversation.
That's got nothing to do with the game.
Nothing to do with the game. Those scripts weren't ever written. Nobody spent a single second on creating that dialogue, but you can have a full-blown conversation with characters all over this world.
Sure. So whilst my village is being built, I am sitting and talking politics with this NPC.
Exactly. And then while the children are raising the dogs, you can go and play some cards in the pub.
You know what? This is interesting because it just seems like this is now another way that you're going to sit in front of your TV screen for much longer than you normally would.
Right.
Bringing that whole procrastination issue back into play once again, because we all like to procrastinate a little bit in our daily lives. You know, now the game is going to run and now we're going to say, like, you know what? I don't feel like defeating that dragon right now. I'm going to sit and chat with this person I just saw on the side of the road.
Exactly. And the demo that NVIDIA showed off at Computex was... it was at a ramen shop, a random ramen shop, and they struck up a conversation with a cook in the ramen shop. Nothing to do with what was happening in the rest of the game.
Ask him about his noodles.
Well, you know, you can chat about anything, I guess, but it's obviously it's still in a working phase, so the conversation was a little bit stiff and seemed a little bit unnatural, but it wasn't AI that was generating these responses, you know, so it we're not quite there yet. But it just opens up this world of possibilities to much more immersive games, especially in this open world gaming industry that has become so massive. You know, people spending 80, 100 plus hours finishing a game, that number is going to explode.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the playing time of these games are increased significantly. Okay, so it's still in the beginning phases. Not really. It's only being implemented now in certain games. Are we going to see it in some of our favorite games, do you think?
We hope so. Like we hope so.
Dungeons and Dragons.
We don't have any specifics yet.
Yeah.
But NVIDIA have said that they're building this engine that's obviously going to run on their graphics cards.
Mm.
And in their console graphics cards that they'll eventually put into the next-gen consoles. They don't have their hardware in any of the current consoles. But they also kind of released this software package, like this developer kit, to gaming developers to use in their games.
Sure. There we go. Tienus, thank you very much for giving us a bit of an update there. So for the gamers out there, well, some either good news or some news that make you think, but why? I'll leave that up to you. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile 90.4 FM.